I kind of got possessed by this belief that I was meant to play, write, create, and share music come what may. Of course, the plan was, as a 17-year-old, to find a way to make a living. You know, part of the impractical dream was, hey, I'll make a few records, become a billionaire, and when I'm 20, decide what to do with my life. But there was also a part of the kind of young, maturing teenager that recognized that, even back then, that's very unrealistic, but is there a way to make a living and share music and create it? And that's what I've managed to do for 39 years with a lot of ups and downs, but that's the overriding theme. And a lot of sidetracks and mistakes along the way, but that's still been the main theme. And, you know, it's certainly fast forward to about, well, even in the early 80s, I lost a record deal, and that was a long time ago, the early 80s. And the music industry, as I searched for another record deal, were starting to label me, and they, kindly as they could, said, Nils, you're a dinosaur. You've been around forever. You've never had a hit record, so you're not a good business bet, and this is a business. And that was scary. And again, fast forward, I did manage to get a deal, but it was more based on a great gift of joining the E Street Band, which I've been in for 23 years.
Yeah.
But I started recognizing and seeing a little more clearly along the way that it is a business, and a lot of people get chewed up by it.
One, two, three, four. Every day I get complaints from you. Starts me thinking, baby, I'm your fool. Broken dreams are all
something nice. I said, don't give up. Nils Lofgren was born in Chicago in 1951, but when he was young, his family moved to Washington, D.C., and he grew up there and eventually became a part of a thriving 60s rock scene while he was in middle school and high school. From the age of 5 to 15, he had studied classical music and learned to play the accordion. Then he heard the Beatles, and he needed a guitar. As Nils said, at 15, I was a beginner, so I was very intense about music. I loved it. I was an avid Beatles Stones fan. The classical training obviously helped, as Nils remembered, I used to sit in a car and hear a new Stones song and tell my friends the chords as we were riding along. So he had an ear, and he had a natural talent. In the mid-60s, Nils was in several bands, the Waifs, then a band called Grass, and he was starting to figure out that a career in rock and roll was not only possible, it awaited him, and school was just in the way. He ran away from home and spent a week or two in Greenwich Village, living on the streets, piecing things together, and he returned home and he made a deal with his dad. He could drop out of school, yet still live at home and pursue that rock and roll dream. This is when Nils formed his band Grin, at the age of 17, with Bob Burton on bass and Bob Berberick on drums. They signed with Spin Dizzy Records. This was a label started by David Briggs, who produced all of Neil Young's 70s and 80s albums. Supposedly, Briggs met Neil Young when he picked him up hitchhiking in 1968. Nils Lofgren had also met Neil Young when Young performed in Washington, D.C. at some point, and Nils would end up playing on the After the Gold Rush album, which was recorded in early 1970. Lofgren would later tour with Neil Young and Crazy Horse and appear on the Tonight's the Night album. So Nils said that Grin got started because Neil Young introduced him to David Briggs. So when Briggs started his label, Spin Dizzy, Grin were signed to it and would release three albums, all produced by David Briggs. Three albums with Spin Dizzy Records. Briggs also produced Easy Action, the second album by Alice Cooper. Nils Lofgren's brother Tom joined the band after the second album, which was called 1+1, so Tom appears on the last two Grin albums, All Out, and then the final Grin album, Gone Crazy, which was released by A&M Records. I don't love Grin, but they had some good songs. Right now, let's hear a song called Direction from the first album, and Please Don't Hide from the second album. Both of these songs were written by Nils Lofgren. Grin broke up in 1974, but Lofgren maintained both his relationship with A&M Records and David Briggs. And so in 1975, his first self-titled solo album was released by A&M with David Briggs producing, and it was an instant critical smash, and rightfully so. This is an incredible record, miles better than anything by Grin. Unfortunately, miles better than any of Lofgren's subsequent solo albums. All I can say is this Nils Lofgren solo album just seems to have captured a moment in time. Lofgren must have had a burst of creativity and inspiration, wrote a killer collection of songs, delivered them with confidence and skill. Everything came together. It had all been building to this point, and he made the ultimate Nils Lofgren album. The album is great all the way through. Every song is excellent. Let's hear a medley so you can get an idea of how great this Nils Lofgren album from 1975 is. Mm-hmm.
tracking out every woman in sight. Sip, sip, sip my fifth whiskey. Plain as day, I slept alone last night. I got eyes in the back of my head, but no sixth sense ever worn my bed. Looks like another one night stand. One more Saturday night, one more don't feel right, and the week gets lonely.
Saturday night, did you make it out? Saturday night,
one more Saturday night, ain't no love in sight, and the week gets lonely. I drove here late last night, thought everything was alright. Not first on the telephone, never opened up, so I knew you were home. At the front door I could hear a strange boy whisper in your ear. If you're really that insincere, then I don't want to.
Walking up.
So like I said, the Nils Lofgren album was a critical smash, and artistically, it really could not have been more successful. It's a classic piece of work, but commercially, it didn't really go anywhere. And I think Nils Lofgren put too much thought into his next album, tried too many things in an attempt to figure out what might make a song a hit. So instead of just writing a killer collection of rock songs, he tried to mix it up. Half the record was produced by Briggs again, but half was produced by Al Cooper. That's Cooper with a K. Like Nils said at the time, some songs needed a slicker production. That's why I hired Al. Wrong. Big mistake. And so the second Nils Lofgren album, Cry Tough, released in 1976, well, it pretty much sucks. Which is so hugely disappointing considering how incredibly great his first solo album was. Here's what Nils said about the album at the time. The rhythms are the main thing. Unfortunately, on this record, I guess it was. It shouldn't have been the main thing. The album was misguided, and honestly, I don't like much at all about Cry Tough. Which, like I said, is crazy considering how great that first album was. But let's hear, I guess, my favorite song from the record. And remember, any song from the first album is way better than this song, but this is as good as Cry Tough gets. Here it is, a song called It's Not a Crime.
Burning just like dry ice. what those other girls say. You know what they say, that I always get away.
Nils Lofgren's solo career really never quite got back on track after Cry Tough. His albums always had some good songs, but it is endlessly confusing how that first solo album could have been so great, and he could never really come close to matching that quality again. It seems like he was always chasing a hit, but in the wrong directions. I mean, look, he named his next album I Came to Dance. What the hell does that mean? It came out in 1977, and the record was produced by Nils and Andy Newmark, who he had just come off producing Young Americans for Bowie, Not a Good Sign, and then Dreamweaver for Gary Wright. So Nils was chasing something here, but he didn't catch it. There is one really good song on this album. It's called Home Is Where the Hurt Is.
Shaky fingers might be a curse. wells. In dreams you hide what time still tells.
So later in 1977, Nils Lofgren released a double live album, Nothing Special, but I'm not really a big live album person. And he wouldn't release another solo album until 1979. But in between, in 1978, Lofgren, who had apparently maintained a connection to Washington, D.C., his hometown, he would record two local novelty songs, the first of which was a commercial jingle for a local Taekwondo studio owned by South Korean Jun Ri, a master of Taekwondo who is widely recognized as the father of American Taekwondo because he, I guess, introduced this martial art to the U.S. When he came here in the 50s. Nils Lofgren had started taking classes at Jun Ri's Taekwondo school, and when Jun Ri learned that he was a songwriter, he asked if he would write him a jingle for his commercial. In exchange for Nils writing and recording the song for Jun Ri's commercial, they gave him a lifetime membership to the Jun Ri Taekwondo school. And apparently the commercial got a lot of local airplay during the 80s. Many kids in the area, including Dave Grohl, grew up loving the song and wanting to learn Taekwondo because of it. Jun Ri said his business jumped 20%. The Lofgren written and recorded song was called Nobody Bothers Me. And let's hear the commercial. And then at the end of the commercial, you'll hear Jun Ri's 4-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son. So here it is, Nobody Bothers Me by Nils Lofgren.
When you take Junri's self-defense, then you too can say, nobody bothers me, nobody bothers me. Call USA 1000, Junri means might for right.
Nobody bothers me, nobody bothers me.
Also in 1978, Nils Lofgren recorded a song called Bullets Fever, dedicated to the Washington, D.C. NBA team, the Washington Bullets, now the Washington Wizards, who would win the NBA championship that year.
Bullets Fever happens to me every year. Bullets Fever, and this year's the one. Bullets Fever, got the doctor and the Iceman. Bullets Fever, Seattle was stunned.
a fan from old DC, to know what the bullets mean to me, to see them gut up and go all the way. For me, bullets fever is here to stay. Bullets fever happens to me every year. Bullets fever, and this year the one. Bullets fever, got the doctor and the Iceman. Bullets fever, Seattle was done. CJ and Larry, Great Joe and Mitch, ran the bomb squad into a ditch. CJ, Tom and Larry are fast as light. Kevin, Bobby and Elvin, they shoot out of sight. Ain't it beautiful how Bobby D played so great with a big E? At Abe's Zoo we blew the Sonics out. Now all the world knows what our team's about. Bullet fever happens to me every year. Bullet fever, here's the one. Bullets fever, got the doctor and the Iceman. Bullets fever, Seattle was stunned. With all his hardware, sparked the West. Now every bullet where the champions ring. They've got our town screaming and stomping. They've turned it into a family thing. Coach Mata, king of basketball chess. Come on now, fans, support him every test now. Bullets fever. Oh, bullets fever happens to me every year. Bullets fever, and this year's the one. Bullets fever, beat the best in the world. Bullets fever, now we're number one. Bullets fever.
So in 1979, an album called Just Nils came out. It would be Lofgren's last album for A&M, and this album was produced by Bob Ezrin. This is maybe the first thing Ezrin did after The Wall. Also, any Kiss fan will not be surprised that two other names all over this Ezrin-produced album are Dick Wagner and Lou Reed. In fact, those two guys wrote the second song on the album, a song called I'll Cry Tomorrow.
Putting me on. Oh, it's sinful that all you want from me.
And yet, bringing Ezrin in was not a game changer. Nils is another misguided effort. It has its moments, but he's still chasing something in the wrong direction. It's really unfortunate that Nils didn't just stick with the elements that made his first album so great. And yet, in the 70s, to be Nils Lofgren on A&M Records, the gold ring must have seemed just out of reach. He's watching less talented peers find great success, and he's trying to figure out what the secret was. He should have just stuck with his own specific talents and fostered those, but that's easy for me to say, right? Hindsight is 20/20. Regardless, there is a really great song on the Nils album, a song that I love and consider a classic, and Nils wrote it with Dick Wagner. It's called Shine Silently.
Just another room, just another town. Same old crazy people hanging around. Still you're shine silently. Staring into space, coming down alone. Feel like packing all my bags, running home. Well, shine silently. Nothing left to prove. When it's said and done, there's nothing left but you, babe. Shining silently. Shine.
In 1981, Nils Lofgren would release his second best solo album up to this point. Still not nearly as good as the first one, but better than the preceding three. Night Fades Away was produced by Jeff Skunk Baxter, released by MCA Records offshoot Backstreet Records. Night Fades Away is a consistently decent album, and the title track is great. Another great song from Night Fades Away is this one, called Ancient History.
Ancient History. her sights took dead aim at me.
Nils Lofgren would release one more album with Backstreet's Records, a record called Wonderland. Came out in 1983. It's even better than Night Fades Away, in my opinion. It's just a fun record. It's not a serious piece of work like the self-titled album, maybe, but he gets closer here than he has yet, probably, as far as consistency and quality, maybe not production.
Tracks, there's a girl who loves me just as much as I love her. We are unified, still we're crucified, just because we live across the tracks. Yeah.
dance when you hurt someone. You can walk tall, you can act small. Any fool can fire a gun. Cross the tracks as a girl who loves me just as much as I love her. Pretend to play. Ain't it sad how families make you run? If my daddy ever caught me kissing her, I believe he would shoot his son. But we're growing up, and there'll come a day when the real world makes us run away. Now we live in shame and play their silly game. Soon we'll be gone and I won't have to say. Cross the tracks, there's a girl who loves me just as much as I love her. We are unified, still we're crucified.
So that was the first song on Wonderland, Across the Tracks. Now let's hear the title track.
Pretty girls think that being nice is cool. Ain't no locks upon
In 1984, little Steven Van Zandt leaves the E Street Band, and Bruce Springsteen very wisely recruits Nils Lofgren to replace him. If Nils's solo career had gone better, he probably would not have been at a place in his life in 1984 where joining someone else's band would be acceptable. But at the same time, this wasn't just any band he was joining. Born in the USA was in the middle of selling like 15 million copies at the time, having 7 top 10 singles, and Springsteen and the E Street Band were about to go on a stadium tour, so Nils signed up. He would release one last solo album in the 80s, a record called Flip, that came out in 1985, of course released by Bruce Springsteen's label, Columbia Records. Flip isn't bad, it's not as good as the previous two albums, probably lots of synth, but some really good songs, all written by Nils. Secrets in the Street would be my favorite.
Light
Let's hear one more song from Flip, a great one called Dreams Die Hard. In 1987, Nils Lofgren contributed that theme music to the Hunter television show, but he spent the rest of the 80s as an E Street Band member, and it wouldn't be until 1991 that he would release another Nils Lofgren album with Ryko Disc, an album called Silver Lining. This is a song from that record called Little Bit of Time.
Just say when
That was a song called Here For You from Nils Lofgren's 1996 album, Damaged Goods. Nils Lofgren released 5 or 6 solo albums over the course of the 90s and the 2000s, some live albums and compilations. Let's hear a song from his 2006 album, Sacred Weapon. This is a song by Nils Lofgren called Trouble.
Thank you.
It is undeniable that Nils Lofgren has had a great career. He worked closely with legends like Neil Young and Bruce Springsteen. He released 4 albums at a very young age with his own band, Grin. He pursued a very interesting solo career over the course of the 70s and 80s, writing and recording a lot of great songs. Nils Lofgren dropped out of high school with a dream, and he made it a reality. He did it. And that first self-titled solo album alone definitely cements Nils Lofgren's place in rock history as a great artist and songwriter.
Thank you. heard your song. Called The Sun. Respect. I fled up to New York and learned from neglect that the sun hadn't set on this wall yet. All right, I came back an artist. I tried to play a story.
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
In 2008, Nils Lofgren released an album called The Loner, Nils Sings Neil. Pretty self-explanatory. It's an album of Neil Young songs performed by Nils Lofgren. I'm going to leave you with Nils's version of one of my favorite Neil Young songs from the album Zuma. This is a song called Don't Cry No Tears. Till next time.
Don't cry no tears around me. Don't cry no tears around me. 'Cause when all the water's gone, the feeling lingers on. Oh, true love ain't too hard to see. Don't cry no tears around me. Well, I wonder who's with her tonight. And I wonder who's holding her tight. But there's nothing I can say to make him go away. Old true love ain't too hard to see. Don't cry no tears around me. But there's nothing I can say to make him go away. Oh, true love ain't too hard to see. Don't cry, no tears around me. Don't cry, no tears around me. Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Be back.